This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We are talking digital forensics on this segment with Clark Walton. He's principal forensic cybersecurity expert, Reliance Forensics. RelianceForensics.com is the website of his company. Clark, I want to talk a little bit about the Stephen Smith cell phone that we now are aware that SLED is in possession of. It had been kind of tossed around a little bit between agencies, eventually in the hands of SLED. Thank goodness. I was really afraid it was going to be in some local municipality's hand that maybe would just lose it, but SLED has it, and it is unlocked as far as we know. I'm curious as to what kind of information we're going to be finding out on a device that, you know, it's about 7-8 years old from the time of when it was in active use. I know in some cases that actually plays to be more helpful when some devices are older. In some cases, it can be more difficult. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting in this case because you've got a phone that it sounds like has been pretty well preserved and nothing has really happened to it in a number of years. And that's actually great news in the forensic community because, you know, that two things happen. One is, you know, the latest and greatest phone comes out, the latest and greatest computer or technology comes out. We being the forensic community don't on day one, particularly if there's a new feature or new encryption or new technology. A lot of times that presents initial barriers to getting into that device. I mean, you mentioned 2015, you know, you're talking back in the time period. I don't know if you recall like the San Bernardino shootings and you've got this locked iPhone and it's sort of Apple versus the government trying to get into this phone. You know, those kinds of phones are back then, that was a difficult thing to do, get into that phone. These days, getting into a phone that's 7-8 years old is perhaps not as big a deal. There are a couple tools in forensic vendors' toolboxes to try to deal with that. So it's actually great news, you know, that it's such an old device that's been, you know, for by all accounts, preserved really well. You know, things that in the ordinary course of use of that phone might otherwise roll off, certain system logs and things may be fairly well preserved because nobody's been using that device.
Well, that's good to know. So actually older is better in this sort of a situation because there's more experience. There's been more time to learn how to crack into them, essentially.
Easier to unlock. And then once you have unlocked it, you know, there's better ability to sort of pick apart the data that's inside that device. I mean, when we start looking at phones, you know, computers and electronic devices don't really think like we do. You know, they don't store a picture or a text message or you know, a call log. They store everything in ones and zeros, and it's our job and the forensic community to take those ones and zeros and figure out the best way to pick those apart. And it may be using the Apple operating system itself, if you're talking about an iPhone, or it may be writing our own code to make better sense of that data. And so, you know, a lot of the hard work's already been done on those databases and that data that's, you know, 7 or 8 years old. So I expect they'll get pretty good data out of that phone relative to, you know, an iPhone 14 that just came out of the box.
Sure. And this is something I wonder about. Everybody in their life, when you have a phone, you delete stuff off of it. You, for whatever reason it may be, maybe it's an old relationship, maybe it's this or that, but for whatever reason, you deleted stuff off of it. On an Apple device, on an iPhone like this from 2015, are there ways of getting into the data that's no longer necessarily present where you'd be searching for it? Maybe it has been deleted, but it is still in the resident memory, if you will, back there, that you can try and find things like that in case there's any sort of clues or pieces of evidence that may be over in those sort of areas on a device like that?
Yeah, a 2015 phone. So sometime in the last few years, and I would have to look at a timeline and tell you when, but sometime in the last few years, it's gotten more difficult to pull deleted data, particularly deleted text messages, call records, Apple Notes, things like that off of iPhones. But back in 2015, that wasn't necessarily the case. So I do think, again, it's heavily dependent on the version of the operating system it's running and some other things. But I do think there's a pretty good shot at recovering deleted items that don't take up a lot of space. And what I mean by that are, you know, text messages don't take up a lot of space on a phone. Call entries, your records of GPS and so forth, if there are going to be those on there, those are all sort of tiny text entries that back in 2015 would have been fairly straightforward to recover if that was something the device allowed. When you start talking about much larger pieces of data on a phone like that, pictures, videos, entire applications, things like that, it gets a little bit dicier, particularly on an iPhone, because Apple does what's called encrypt the unused space or unallocated space on that phone. So it means anytime you hit delete on a picture or a video or something really big, it sort of blasts that data out into the ether, and it's encrypted and really hard to get back. But those smaller items are in databases, and you might be able to pick those out.
I'm curious about some of the newer devices, and it's not specific necessarily to the Stephen Smith case, but you'd know the answer to this probably. What is the policy today where if you were to get your hands on a phone that was, you know, a murder victim's phone, nobody has the passcode to it, but it likely holds a lot of information. Have the policies changed since back in those days of 2015 where we're talking about the court case involving Apple versus the government on whether they would or would not unlock the phone? Are there easier ways of getting into more current devices than there were back then? How does that sort of technology and investigative tools, how do they work today?
Yeah, generally these days, the providers are not able to, you know, they're stating they're not unable to. And by all accounts, in my experience, that, you know, Apple is not going to necessarily be able to unlock a phone. They've sort of put the technology in place where they're blind as to the passcode on the latest iPhone. At least that's, you know, that's what they tell everybody. Mm-hmm. So the solutions that you are seeing coming out or hearing about coming out that law enforcement is potentially unable to lock XYZ are coming from, as they did initially in the San Bernardino matter, coming from, you know, the private industry and the hacking community and so forth. Mm-hmm.
Are there easy ways of doing that now? If that were to be the case, I'm just thinking of more current cases where one would need to or would be advantageous to get into a cell phone to try and answer some questions.
Well, it depends on what you mean by easy. You know, if you got enough money, if you got enough money and time, anything's not that difficult. But there are potential ways out there for certain types of phones to get into them. But there are other, you know, roadblocks to getting into devices. Again, it's just so highly dependent on the type of the device, the chip that's inside of that device, and the operating system it's running.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruce.
Clark Walton, thank you so much for your insight. He's with Reliance Forensics, the website ReliancePorensics.com. Very interesting to hear your insight and expertise and knowledge on how all those things work. My name is Tony Bruschi. If you like the show, press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any breaking updates or discussions on the cases we're following for you right here. Stay with us.